How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Jack Burnham, who is doing the heavy lifting for all of us, looking at the Chinese claims and the Chinese production and the Chinese ambitions for competition with the United States. I used to describe it with one word, very romantic, piracy. But it's more complicated, of course. So, Jack, I learned from you, you have recommendations for the FCC. And the recommendations are based on your revelation to me that China is seeking to dominate global telecommunication by ownership, but not transparent ownership. How does it work, Jack?
Certainly. I would say that it's there's two separate coordinated campaigns going on at once. I think there's the equipment side of it, and then there's the legal side of it from China's perspective. On the equipment side, it's simply that China, as a manufacturing power, has made itself into a key node in a variety of different supply chains for telecommunications, whether those be things like submarine cables, the types of internet cables that go under the ocean that connect the United States, Europe, and other countries that allow most of our global internet traffic to flow across different markets and different sectors in our economy, whether those be drones, for example, that do connect to American telecommunications networks for communications, or the types of drones that are used by first responders. Many of those components are made in China. Whether those be perhaps ones that you might find in your home, like routers, things like that, that obviously have a key role to play in our nation's communication systems. China is a key part in all of those types of supply chains. At the same time, there's the domestic legal architecture side. So not only the role in the supply chain being built out via a commitment to manufacturing, but also a commitment to legal formalism. So China has a variety of different laws, various national security laws, cybersecurity laws, national intelligence laws. All of this legal architecture is designed to ensure that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing, can gain access to, if necessary or if desired, into the intelligence, the information collected by Chinese firms operating abroad. So simply, when Chinese components are shipped, the only thing that's not being shipped is not the component or the asset itself, but also this additional legal architecture, which is then finding its way into the nation's telecommunications infrastructure.
The recommendation you make to the FCC has to do with foreign ownership. I'm unaware that you can deceive or conceal ownership of a telecommunications enterprise. Is that done routinely? Is this something you've known about?
I think the concern here is around avoiding a patchwork approach to regulation and going with a more streamlined, holistic approach. So the FCC oversees a lot of different aspects of the nation's communications infrastructure, from television to radio to phone lines, broadband. And all of those aspects of the telecommunication systems are regulated slightly differently. So the applicants have to fill out slightly different, you know, different forms, meet different criteria, get asked different questions. And as a result of some of that patchwork, I think there's a concern that Chinese firms might slip by unaware into the nation's telecommunications infrastructure. The recommendation to the and the goal of the Federal Communications Commission is eliminating that patchwork approach and taking a much more broad, streamlined view to ensure that every single applicant, whether they're applying for a license for underwater telecommunications cables, broadband, regardless of the sector that the FCC regulates, that they have to meet these types of requirements to disclose certain foreign ownership structures.
30 seconds, Jack. Right now, is our communication system compromised to your knowledge?
I would certainly say that China has worked its way deep into the telecommunications infrastructure of our country using various hacking campaigns, perhaps the most famously being known as Salt Typhoon.
Right.
So I would certainly say that China has worked very hard to work its way into American telecommunications infrastructure, and the FCC is working hard to push back against that infiltration.
Jack Burnham for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.